This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is a 4:15 for your Wednesday drive home. This Saturday, November 19th, Joy is hosting a spectacular evening of local music and the lineup is stacked. And one of the incredible acts performing is Cry Club. They join us now, Heather and Jono. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi.
Hello.
It is such a pleasure to have you in studio with us. Thank you so much for coming to the Pride Centre. What do you think?
It's beautiful. It's just... It's like a little like safe haven in the middle, you know, of the city. It's gorgeous.
It's so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good. Trust gay people to make stuff look good. I'm like, the architecture in here, unbelievable.
Absolutely. And like such a beautiful structure. If you've never been, it's kind of like a giant egg, but then it's also kind of like some paint. There's windows. It's warm.
It's inviting. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. I want to live here.
So do I. I basically do, but yeah. Now, we are not here to promote the Pride Centre, even though, of course, we will. We are here to promote you, the event that we've got coming up on Saturday, but also you've just released new music, your new song, Somehow You Still Get to Me. Tell us about the new track.
I would say it's like our, in lockdown, we spent all this time going like, we don't want to be the band that came out of lockdown being like, we wrote a bunch of sad music because it was sad. We wanted to be the band. It was like, we just lived our fantasy. And when Eddie Van Halen died, I was like, I'm going to look back at that. And looking back at it, I'm like, oh my God, 80s glam rock is so gay and just so camp. I was like, this is just so fun. And then the song just came out so quickly after that realization.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. We were just playing around, I think. Just like, again, like bored and like stir crazy and wanting to like, I guess, make each other laugh, I think. Jono was like, check this out. And I was like, that's so ridiculous. Check this out. What if it sounded like a heart or something? And like, I think it just in an afternoon, most Amazing. Of the song came together and then we sent it off to our managers like, I think this is too ridiculous. If you don't like it, it's a joke. This was a jokey joke song.
And they were like, actually, we love it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they came back and they were like, this is our new favorite Cry Club song. And we're like, oh.
It's so interesting because it is a different feel for you, you know? It's not exactly, but I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's like, sometimes you need to just get out of the box and be like, is this us? Could this be us?
Totally.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's like, it's music that we both like anyway, you know, it's not kind of like we're not kind of like making fun of it or like doing it like, ooh, ironically, it's kind of like the message of the song, I guess, was best served by it being like melodramatic 80s camp and like going back to the like bands that we really loved in high school. Like it's got a lot of our heart in it, which I guess it makes it still Cry Club, even though it sounds like so different and so specific.
Speaking of heart, is it true that you created the music video for this song on your iPhone, Jono?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were like, we're so dedicated to having music videos to the detriment of everyone around us. We adore the craft of music videos and we just have... We had like no money to make like a big fancy one. So we're like, well, we're not going to not have a music video. So then in the back room of Heather's house, we just set up a little scene. We went to Savers.
Yes.
And got everything we needed. And then we made this music video on our iPhone, like my iPhone, and gave it a bit of an edit. And here we are.
I love a music video. I love to just watch the music video channel. I think they're like little movies. And I love that.
Yes.
Like, so such a fan.
I came home in high school. Like I vividly remember just spending hours and hours and hours just straight home from school in front of the TV watching music videos.
Yes.
And if I liked one, they would be like the plus two channel. That's like all the same things, but 2 hours later. So I'm like, cool. And then I'll swap to this one. And then I'll swap. It's weird. It feels like a kind of almost a lost I guess, art form. Yeah. Like, only if you
bringing it back.
Yeah.
You're absolutely bringing it back. We're chatting to Heather and Jono of Cry Club about their new music and upcoming gig, Queer AF. Let's move on to the gig. It's this Saturday. It's part of a Joy celebration. It is going to be absolutely so much fun. Why did you want to jump on board for this night?
A, we love Joy. Like, anything that you guys invite us to, we're there. Like, awesome. We're thrilled just to be a part of it. But also, like, all of the other artists as well, we are huge fans of. Max and Lawrence, I'm obsessed with them.
Tanza has been, like, an inspiration for so long for us.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're such, like, big Beck Sandridge fans too. And, like, Tanza's work with Beck is out of this world and everything. Oh, everyone's so good.
It's just such an easy yes.
Yeah. You know? Kian as so well great. Is like, I've seen a few times and just is mesmerizing. Like, everyone's beautiful.
I've got to say, the vibe that I get from the artists that are involved is all very much what you've just described. So I think it's going to be like this beautiful love-in.
Oh, yeah.
So excited for it. Now, we're hoping that the night's a celebration of people kind of getting out there, being who they truly are. And you two seem to have that covered. So I wanted to know what you would tell someone trying to accept themselves for themselves.
Oh,
it's a big question. Yeah. I'm sure you weren't expecting that.
No, I you are always allowed to practice in the mirror. Like, I am a big fan of, like, I don't know, just rehearsing things and, like, yeah, going over it, figuring out what I'm comfortable with. A lot of it will start with, I'm a Leo too, so maybe that's a factor, but, like, it will just start with, like, me in the mirror. Like, if I can look at myself dressing how I want or acting how I want or doing something, then, like, that's at least one, like, the me in the mirror believes it, I believe it. And so if you're comfortable with yourself, like, it makes it a lot more easy, I guess. And having, like, one or two people that you, like, really, really trust that you know will be there, I think it makes it more manageable. Someone's got your back and you can feel safe, like, giving yourself practice runs and the space to feel safe.
Yeah. I think for me, I'd say, like, there's that practicing thing in the mirror, but also, like, the idea of, like, you don't need to be your perfect self when you're out at these things, where, mm-hmm, like, that can be part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, you can, like, in the moment, you can, that the learning experience of that is just so much. So, in coming to terms and understanding yourself, so much of that comes from putting yourself out there and being in that moment and seeing other people just, like, own themselves and go, like, oh my God, you can do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's
absolutely
such a beautiful moment.
Totally. And celebrating other people doing that, I think.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, seeing that and then being not being like, oh, like, what? But being like, oh my gosh, go you. This is amazing.
Yeah. Fostering that environment of, like, it's anyone's expression is the correct way because that's who they are.
Like, and the truer that you can drill into your own, like, honest representation of yourself is, like, that's you becoming your, like, fully powered form version of yourself.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. We've chatted about the gig. We've chatted about self-acceptance. I mean, we've chatted about it all.
Yeah.
And we've also chatted about your new song. What's next for Cry Club? Can you give us a cheeky sizzle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we're just planning on a big year next year. I think that's the thing. We're just wanting to make sure that we can make as much stuff and kind of, like, spend all the time that we've spent in the last couple of years kind of, like, getting as ready as we can. We just want to show everyone next year, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
We wrote a lot of stuff and we're dying to show people and it will come out because we want it to.
Yay.
So it has to. Like, whatever way we can, it's going to be out there. And, like, we're just excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. It's going to be such a great year. And I love that. If we want it to happen, it's going to happen. So you'll see it.
Yeah.
That's, like, our philosophy. It will happen because we want it to and it has to. Like,
so good. Yeah. I love it. I'm also so thrilled for the gig. And, of course, the new song is out and I'm just about to play it in moments. But thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That's Heather and Jono from Cry Club and they're performing as part of Queer AF, which is this Saturday at the 86 on Smith Street. For more info and tickets, you can head to joy.org.au and at Cry Club Music on Instagram.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.